for the morning to your Lisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. Devil. Here it is.
Oh,
Turn me around, I'm going to be fearless. I really like that. You know that? You can't turn me around. That's the objective of the devil, to turn you around, put fear in you. But the devil is a liar. Devil, this morning, you can't turn us around. Praise God. I don't know how many of you had an opportunity to listen to Omega Man Radio last night, but I'm not through with those altars yet. All during the night, God kept trying to remind me of something. And one of the things that he was reminding me of was that you got to destroy the works of the person who is building and maintaining the altars. And he showed me, too, that that's how so many people are messed up. And then when we cast out the demons that are in the person, but the root of that thing is the altar that the witch or wizard or sorcerer, shaman or alchemist has built. Like, that's a different set of spirits, you know? So I want to continue that, and I'm going to continue that through lunch and through this evening. And then the Lord told me to do the finish the fruits and the gifts on Saturday. All right. So I'm starting with Exodus 20, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Holy Spirit say, men ought to always pray and not lose heart. Revelation 12:10. He say, remember. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom, dominion of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our believing, look at that, believing brothers and sisters. Not everybody, but the believing ones, the believing brothers and sisters has been thrown down at last. He who accuses them and keeps bringing charges of sinful behavior against them before our God day and night. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Then the Holy Spirit reminded me, God created us first and foremost for fellowship, and then to dominate and replenish this earth on his behalf so that earth can then become a colony of heaven. Prayer is critically essential because it becomes man's way of giving God the legal permission that he, God, needs to righteously interfere in this earth realm into the world of men, because he gave it to man. This is why Jesus, the Messiah, had to become a man in order to rescue us legally from the law of sin and death. Because all altars are essentially power stations, the attendant to the altar becomes supernaturally empowered by either God or the idol, the demon god that is behind the altar. Until the altar is demolished, God or the demon gods behind evil altars will continue to operate freely in the world, listen, of men, in the world of humankind. Because this is essentially the spiritual connection between God, idols, and altars. And then he went back on prayer again and reminded me, in a certain city, there was a judge who did not fear God and had no respect for mankind. There was a desperate widow in that city, and she kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice and legal protection from my adversary." That would be from all the fruits and the benefits. Brothers and sisters, you must stay in the faith. I've gotten about 5 texts, emails of people who have gotten and received unexpected money. Even although the money, they knew the money was going to come one day. Well, today, you know, this week, and since we did that prayer, it's coming in. But you got to stay in the faith. Remember, it's going to take uncommon faith, I guess, unusual faith, supernatural faith for what you require in the area of money, finances, change of hands, and so forth. And remember, this widow was desperate, and she kept coming to that judge saying, "Give me justice and legal protection from my adversary." For a time, the judge wouldn't do it, but the Bible says he said to himself, not to anybody else. You know why? Because sinners hear God. Don't believe they don't. We always remember that. Remember Abraham, Sarah, and Abimelech. That this unjust judge said, "Even though I do not fear God nor respect man," he was someone, "yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will give her justice and legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will be an intolerable annoyance and she will wear me out." The Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Make yourself ridiculous before God. Don't worry about these people on this earth. If they were going to do anything for you, they would have done it. What you need right now is intervention from God. Will not our just God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing on their behalf? I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on the earth?" I'm going to tell you again, the Bible says, men ought always to pray and not lose heart. You shall have no other gods before or beside me, God. You shall not make yourself any graven image to worship it, or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. You shall not bow yourself down to them. You shall not serve them. Period. Period. Brothers and sisters, God is trying to do something wonderful in your life. Now, right now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I bind up in chains and fetters of iron, covered with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus. So that they can, Father God, I ask you for 500 billion angels. Right now, I ask you for 500 billion angels to grab hold of these spirits that are operating in every altar attendant right now. And I bind them. I bind those people attending those altars. I don't care if they black witches, white witches, blue witches, green witches. I bind them. Again, Father God, I ask you to send down fire and destroy, fire and wind, and destroy, topple everything on the altar. Destroy every candle, every chalice, everything, and destroy the power of intent from which that altar was erected. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, those angels, I ask you, let them know the altar attendants I'm talking about. Let them know you're doing it. Just like Dagon, they knew it was God. They knew it was Jehovah God. Right now, dispatch your holy dogs in place of the hounds of hell guarding those altars. I bind up every guardian. I bind up every spirit on assignment to protect those altars. And in the name of Jesus, I command they be taught. I command that the altars be turned over. I command that every curse from every altar be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I break the power of omission and commission that those altars have placed in the atmosphere. I destroy the airway spirits of those altars. And in the name of Jesus, I bind up and rebuke every supporting spirit unloose from those altars. In the name of Jesus, God, I had a prayer. I need you to bring it back to my remembrance where it is that you gave me, about 20 years ago. And I prayed it by faith, but now I'm praying it by abolishing power. In the name of Jesus. Now, every bound up spirit, every hidden spirit causing sickness, causing disease, causing pain and misery due to the fact of an altar being attended. And God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to lock the jaw of the person who ordered the attendance to the altar by either paying for it or by either requesting it be done just because. I ask you to lock the jaws in the name of Jesus so that they can utter no more curses. And Father God, I ask you to handle this on earth because I'm asking you to do it in heaven, but I'm asking you to handle it on earth first in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I bind up every spirit dispatched to reverse your goodness through an altar. That means, God, every altar of divination, every altar of necromancy, every altar of spiritual bondage in any way, and every altar of pain and misery, every altar of loneliness, and every altar, God, that has destroyed and caused divorce. I'm getting this real good this time. I command those spirits behind those altars, go, get out right now. Just get out. You heard me. Get out of those bodies. Get out of their children. I command your curse to be destroyed and every spirit supporting those curses. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! Get out. Angels of God, drag them out. Whatever you have to do, put a chain around their neck and pull them out. Put a chain around their arms so that they cannot raise them or flail them in the air. Put a chain around their feet so that their feet cannot even be used any longer. Go! Get out. Go! Go! Get out. I told you to get out. Loose your stronghold right now. Father God, send your fire and melt every chain. Sever every cord. Go! Loose their mind. Go! I break the power of your water divination. I break the power of your crystal balls. Go! I break the power of your skulls. Go! And skeletons. Go! Get off the bones. Go! Go. I break the power of every lie coming from every demon due to an altar. Go! That's right. Effigy. Go! Down and be consumed by the fire of God. Go! Every element and every elemental spirit dispatched to an altar attendant. Go! And I bind up every altar attendant you will not see until God release your sight. You will not utter another curse as these curses are broken. Go! In the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. All your transference of spirits from curses on others that we come in contact with, especially those in the healthcare industry. Go! Lord God, I bind up every demon, every familiar spirit that has been unloosed from every person that died with COVID. I bind you up. Go! You will not be used by any altar attendants in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit unloosed by any person and every person that has died with COVID to be bound. Angels, every unsaved person, I bind up those familiar spirits. Go! Father God, let that intent fall to the ground, wither up, and die. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every marine spirit from ashes thrown in the sea, in the river, in the ocean, from ashes strewed over the earth, I break the power of those familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people. Let them go. Your trick has been uncovered. Father God, bind the works of Lucifer. Bind the works of Satan. Bind the works of Baphomet. Bind all you spirits and all your works. Baphomet, go out of any person under the sound of my voice to the pit, bound and in chains. Go, Baphomet, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, fill every area with the power of the Holy Ghost. With your power, fill. Feed and fill this morning. In the name of Jesus. God, we're going to clean up the aftermath of all this spiritual destruction, all this chaos from COVID. Go! Spirit of chaos. I command all the negative power from every person that has died from COVID to go to zero. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, you refreshing, refilling, restoring, and replenishing.
I walk the streets, I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your walls, I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need a touch. I can work with what you got.
Jesus! Whoa! Retaliation, lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, lashback on any person to part of deliverance, any family member, any generational family member. Go to the pit and remain until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Thank you.
Holy Ghost. Heal me, Jesus. Heal my soul. Heal me with your Holy Ghost.
Satan wants to conquer me. Heal me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me. Heal me with your Holy Ghost. Anoint me, Jesus. Anoint me now. Anoint me with your Holy Ghost. Anoint me, Jesus. Anoint me now. Anoint me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Can't catch me again. See a time you can't catch me again. Hey, hey, no matter where you fight, no matter where you go, you can't catch me again. No matter where you fight, no matter where you go, you can't catch me again. See a time you can't catch me again. See a time you can't catch me again. Hey, hey, no matter where you fight, no matter where you go, you can't catch me again.
Thank you.
I've got it. Jesus in my life.